Doctors fear the coronavirus COVID-19 will hit New Zealand at the same time as winter flu season, stretching health services and hospitals to breaking point. And some economists are warning the travel restrictions designed to protect New Zealand could actually make things worse by delaying the arrival of the virus to a time the health system is least able to cope. Ruth Hill reports.
A highly contagious virus is poised to hit New Zealand in a couple of months and is expected to kill about 500 people. It's called influenza and it arrives every winter. Senior hospital doctors are worried this year's flu season will be more deadly than usual because of COVID-19. Sarah Dalton heads the Association of Salaried Medical Specialists.
It's not unusual for our medical wards to be at over 100% occupancy even outside of winter surge. So if we get flu and COVID-19, that just seems like too many things.
Ms. Dalton says health workers have borne the brunt of the COVID-19 outbreak in China, and their experience shows clear protocols and protective equipment are needed now, before the virus arrives.
I think our whole public health function, in terms of, you know, epidemiology, planning, preparedness for epidemics or pandemics, has been really undercooked. And the worry is that the increasing funding for health is too little too late at this point.
A new report by the New Zealand Institute of Economic Research says the country needs to do more to prepare for a pandemic and not rely on travel bans. Its co-author, health economist Sarah Hogan, says travel restrictions could at best delay the virus arriving, and in this case, that might do more harm than good.
The usual winter flu season is quite a big pressure for our hospitals to handle. If we're delaying the arrival of this coronavirus to coincide with the winter flu season, that might just be too much for our hospital.
Ms. Hogan says on a global index of pandemic preparedness, New Zealand ranks 35th out of 195 countries, behind South Africa, Lithuania and Poland, and significantly behind Australia, Canada and Britain.
We don't actually invest enough in our epidemiology workforce. It's not a big enough workforce to handle a serious global pandemic, and it's not a well-trained enough workforce to handle a serious global pandemic.
Writing in the New Zealand Medical Journal today, international infectious disease expert Professor David Murdoch says the government and its health and research resources should be working together in preparation for an outbreak. He says it was a brave move to implement travel restrictions, but only time will tell if it was the right thing to do.
This is a time when there are some pretty tough decisions to be made by public health authorities, and often there's no definite right or wrong to some of them. They're just, you know, everyone's working with the best available information, which is changing very rapidly.
Epidemiologist Michael Baker is impressed the government has put public health ahead of economic and political pressures. He argues the travel restrictions and voluntary isolation regime have been effective because even if the virus has sneaked in already, it's keeping a low profile.
Because obviously there will be the odd person who does arrive in New Zealand who's probably had this infection, but so far hasn't infected enough other people for it to be noticed.
The Health Ministry says it's well prepared for COVID-19's arrival, with the National Health Coordination Centre already in action and a long-standing plan to deal with an influenza pandemic. In a written statement, a spokesperson says the temporary border measures, which are reviewed every 48 hours, are the most practical short-term option to effectively mitigate the threat of COVID-19 to public health.
This strategy allows more time to gain a deeper understanding of the virus and the best way to manage the disease, prepare to mobilise further responses in the health sector and other sectors, and reinforce public understanding of appropriate hygiene measures.
Ministry officials are working closely with their Australian counterparts and following guidance from the World Health Organization. For Morning Report, Ruth Hill.